ordinary council meeting for the September, month of September. Because of the absence of our presiding member and deputy presiding member, I as CEO will be opening the meeting today, and then we'll conduct an election for a presiding member for this particular meeting. So can I formally open the meeting and acknowledge the Gariyarra people whose land we're meeting on today, and pass on our respects to their elders past and present. Thank you.
Thank you.
For those who are unaware of the local government procedures, in the absence of a presiding member, the CEO opens a meeting and then asks for nominations for a presiding member for this meeting from those members present. We do have 5 elected members present, so we have a quorum tonight. I'll therefore seek a nomination for the presiding member for the September Ordinary Council meeting, please.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gillingham.
I'll second it.
So move Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Butson. Councillor Gillingham, you prepared to accept that nomination?
Yes, I can accept that, thank you.
Accepted. Are there any further nominations?
Negative.
There being no further nominations, welcome and congratulations to Councillor Gillingham on elected as presiding member for tonight's meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
I need to take the vote. I'm assuming it was 5-0, given that there was no others. 5-0, thank you.
Thank you, CEO. Welcome to all our councillors, welcome everybody, and also a big welcome to our councillors coming back from their holidays. Councillor Hooper, you had a lovely time away, and also Councillor Troy, welcome back, and I hope you have welcome back to the meeting, and thank you everybody.
Thank you too.
I'd like to now carry on to our next item. Item number 2 is the recording and attendance of apologies. We have myself, Councillor Gillingham, David Hooper, Councillor Julie Hunt, Lorraine Butson, and Councillor Troy Melville. There are no apologies in 2.2, and in 2.3, approved leave of absence is Mayor Kelly Howlett, Councillor Gloria Jacob, and Councillor George Takesh. Moving on to item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. Questions from the public ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2014. There was nil. 3.2, questions from elected members at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 27th of August 2014 was from Councillor Taylor regarding the multi-task force, children at risk, and Councillor Taylor has resigned from our council, but you can see the answer in our agenda item. Now moving on to item 4, is now your public time. And an important note that this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate at this meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local law, on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. So moving on to item 4.1, we now open public question time, I believe at 5:34 p.m. And I welcome any members from the public. Could you please raise your hands if you'd like to have a question this evening? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. So would you like to step forward there, Mr. Carter?
Wherever
you're comfortable.
Wherever you're comfortable.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My questions are, first of all, I'd like to pay compliments to the new format that the Shire has implemented in their new financials. Certainly is an improvement of what it was, but having said that, I've got a bit of criticism with it at the same time. So my first question was that how does the amount of $8,768,719,000, which is your debtors at the 31st of July, all of a sudden are unidentifiable. They were all previously known and also noted who was responsible for the death. That has all been removed and all you've got is a numerical number. I think if we're talking about transparency, I think that is a very backward step. If the council owed $8 million, I think the ratepayers are entitled to know who owes that money, not by a number. And every one of those debtors now are recorded by a number. And I think that's a very backward, irrevocable step. And I think council should go back to us another one. And including in that, there were 25 delegated authorities. And perusing those, I can't understand why they're there, because most of them are all under $100. So to me, I think that should be wiped out as quickly as possible. In your current assets, you indicate many transactions that are not identifiable. And I'm talking about this document here.
Do you have your question, Mr. Carter?
Yes, my question is, in the reserve account, you indicate an amount of $3.194 million allocated to BHP in a reserve account. I want to know what the translation of that $3.94 million on the back page as a credit back to account called BHP Reserve Equity. How did that get there? What does it represent and what does it mean? I don't know, and I'm sure no council knows, and it's not transparent at all. I would like to know what that transaction is.
Can we go ahead and help to answer that question for you now, Mr. Carter? May I go to the Director of Corporate Services for an explanation?
Yep, if I may get a page reference number, please.
The yours, page number, yes.
So is it the A3 sheet on the back arm? BHP Reserve Equity, 3.494330.
So through you, Madam Chair, the balance here is the balance of the BHP Reserve account, the open balance.
Yes.
At the beginning of the year, that's not a transaction, it's a carry forward.
Correct.
Balance.
Yes, yes, I'm aware of that. They had to come from a municipal fund to an equity.
So in our statement of financial position, you've got the cash investments, and obviously part of that is restricted, so part of that will be part of the BHP cash investments to make up total cash investments.
Correct.
And then in the equity section, there are accumulated surplus, asset revaluation reserve, and cash tax reserves. That forms part of it, so obviously both sides of the entry need an appropriate account.
The 90% of those there are reserve accounts. You've changed the terminology completely.
We haven't changed the terminology. This is an exact extract out of
But
synergy.
You showed me
your
royalties for region reserve
accounts
account.
Have been updated for a number of years.
Yes, I'd like to see them, please. And GAP housing equity, you've got GAP housing reserves, but I don't know of any equity you've got.
Through you, Madam Chair, all reserve accounts are treated the same. There is an account for the equity side of the cash and back reserves equity, and then there is a reserve account side which represents that portion of the cash investment portfolio. So there's two sides to every reserve account.
But it's identical to sector, exactly the same amount of money that's been transferred on each occasion.
That would be correct.
Mr. Carter, I know you have another question to ask, but also towards the end of this, if you would like to have a meeting with our Director of Corporate with something that we could organise for you after.
I would do that.
Another
I'm
day.
Quite happy to
if
do
that's
that.
Possible.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Do you have another question?
Well, I do. If I'm going to have an appointment with the Connect Director, I'll only ask one more question. I won't take your time up with the other one. And that's a very simple one. In your accounts for payment on the 31st of July, you indicate an expenditure of $12.566737 million. On your total, on page 91 of the accounts for payment, you indicate a total of $11,501,696, showing a discrepancy of $1.65 million against council payment as against your accounts for payment. Is there a figure missing in there that should be included in the total?
Through you, Madam Chair, the difference is the payroll total, which is shown separately on the schedule prior to this two separate reports that add up to that.
It's not included in the total, is it, somewhere?
So they're two different reports if you add the two together.
Where do I pick that up? Where do I pick up the salary?
So
payment?
Right on the back of the behind the summary sheet, so attachment two. And then just flip over the page.
I have got the accounts for payment with me.
Oh, okay. So the two figures are just there.
Okay.
Happy to run through that in detail when we catch up later.
Right, thank you very much. And the only other one, through the chair, when will the audited financial reports be available to the ratepayers?
Through you, Madam Chair. We would expect that they'll be presented in conjunction with the annual report of the October OCM at this stage.
Thank you,
Mr. Carter, and if you'd just like to make an appointment. Thank you very much. I believe we had another question. Thank you. Please state your name.
Camilo Blanco. There you go.
Welcome, Mr. Blanco.
just on the net current assets, in the monthly statement of financial activity, it says 26,921,000. Can someone explain whether that is our total assets, as in municipal and reserve accounts, total together?
Director of Corporate Services,
Through you, Madam Chair, that is our net current assets. So it takes all of our current assets less our current liabilities to come up with a net current assets.
So that's current assets as cash, isn't it?
No. Current assets might be made up of inventories, of sundry receivables, of cash and investments. Also included in there will be current loan liabilities, current goods and services payable, any GST, net balance, what else can I think of, any prepayments, it's anything that would form on a statement of financial position, current assets and current liabilities. And that mix can change substantially from one month to the other depending on the balance.
I see. Okay. On the A3, is this the A3? Is it? It says here we've got basically all the municipal accounts, reserve accounts, and it totals the 26,900,000. I just want to know. I would have thought we would have had, just going on the marina reserve of $40 million that we have invested, I would have thought that we would have at least $40 million as a net asset, not 26. And then obviously we have a lot more, reserve accounts that should add up to more than $40 million. I'm still a bit confused as to why we have only got 26 million.
Right, thank you, Mr. Blanco. I can maybe ask the CEO to fill us in on that, and otherwise direct it to the director.
Well, I'm happy to talk generally, but the director's best suited to give the technical answer. But it goes back to the same answer we gave before. The net assets, if you like, that's our total worth after we pay all our debts, receive what we owed, and pay our loans out. So that's almost our net worth, if you like, is probably the best way I can explain.
It's your networking.
So it's not the cash at bank, it's not cash at hand, it's our net worth. So Director, have you got the cash at hand figure that we would?
Through you, Madam Chair, as of today it's $90 million, just over $90 million.
In the bank?
in terms of expanding on that, and some of the CEOs responded with is exactly correct. The net current assets is effectively our working capital, and it's our basically our short-term trading position. Again, that can vary significantly at any point in time. I would expect it to be much higher at the beginning of the financial year when you've struck your rates levy. But obviously the expenditure will occur in a generally even pattern across the course of the year.
Okay. Can I ask then, how much money do we have in the bank totaling reserves and municipal without looking at the what we're owed, and what we have to pay in loans? So what do we still have our 40 million in
small bank reserve
In the bank under what have we got it in?
I think it's a small bank reserve.
Yes, but we had it in two accounts. One was off the top of my head, I can't remember now. There was two accounts which were totaled $38.5 million. Do we still have those two accounts at?
Do we have those still two accounts operating, Mr. Blank? Or is that what you're asking?
Not operating. Do we have them in
reserve account?
Not a reserve. It's
in a term deposit.
That's the one.
Through you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you.
Those term deposits matured.
Yep.
The parcel of $38.5 million has been split into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 distinct term deposits, all except one with NAB, the other a $10 million parcel also with ANZ. Our investment portfolio is run as a pooled investment portfolio, so that you've got your accounting for whether cash is restricted by way of reserve or unspent grants or unspent loans or unrestricted cash. Then you've got the actual cash flow management aspect of it in terms of a rolling portfolio of term deposits. The spoil bank precinct monies are treated quite uniquely in that they are specifically identified as spoil bank precinct monies, and whilst they're run within the same portfolio, they've got individual line items allocated to them. So
are they still in a term deposit?
Absolutely. And I have here available, if you would like it, the cash balances summary at 24th of September.
That would be good if I could have a look at that.
So can you just give that figure again of the actual cash balance?
Please? The actual cash balance as at the 24th of September 2014 is $19,576,126.40. That's made up of Town of Port Hedland Municipal Account, Town of Port Hedland BHP Reserve Account, Town of Port Hedland Reserve Account, Town of Port Hedland Trust Account, and a suite of term deposits and at-call and professional funds.
Mr. Blanco, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Would you like to ask another question?
Oh, that's fine. I've got a copy of that.
Mr. Blanco, before you go, would you also like to make an appointment at all with our Director of Corporate Services or our Manager of Finance?
Not at this stage.
Not at this stage? All right, please feel free to.
No worries.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carter and Mr. Blanco. Do we have any more public questions from the public on the floor? Well, then I'll declare the public question time closed at 5:49 and go on to 4.2 public statement time. Now, do we have any members from the public who would like to make a statement? And I know we do have a statement to be read out from the public by our CEO, but is it a show of hands if anybody would like to make a public statement? Yes, thank you. Please stand and say your name.
Thank you, councillors. My name is Ross Underwood from Planning Solutions, and I'll be talking about item 12.1 on the agenda. That item relates to the accommodation for the employees of the Caltex 24-hour service station in South Hedland. The nature of the proposal is to improve the accommodation on site. It includes expanding the area of open space for the use of the residents. It also includes placing a new kitchen facility on the site, and it also enhances the privacy and security of the residents. The item is recommended for approval by the officers. There's also been an amended resolution for condition B, which was circulated yesterday, I believe. That gives some more detail on a two-year interim approval period, which we agree with. The total resolution, sorry, the total time frame of the approval will be 4 years, and we agree with the officers' conditions proposed to the council on that matter. To allow us to proceed and to improve the accommodation on site, we ask the council today to approve the development as per the officers' recommendation. I'm here to answer any questions that may come up, as is Roy Horseman, who's sitting here next to me.
Well, thanks, Mr. Unwood. Well, thank you for your statement, and we are going to be dealing with this item a little bit later on in the agenda. Is there any questions from any of our directors to Mr. Unwood at the moment? Or any other questions from around the table from councillors? No? All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Unwood, for coming today and taking the time to be here and for contacting council. And the item will be presented later on this evening.
I appreciate that. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, much appreciated. Any other statements from our public gallery? All right. Well, thank you for that. We also have a statement to be read out by our CEO, which I believe has been presented by one of our committee residents, Mr. Darrell Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This email that Mr. Brown sent me follows up from a presentation that Darrell did to council in a briefing session, I think about 2 months ago, where he expressed his concerns about the potential seawall that might have been built on Hunt Point. And this is a follow-up from a conversation that he and I had yesterday. So he's asked me to read this out today. Mel, this is a follow-up for our conversation yesterday. 2 years ago, I took this up with the Barnett government and was completely ignored. I will not be ignored this time. I'm sorry, the subject is Hunt Point. I put a presentation to council some months ago, invited you all to come down and I would explain on site, in brackets, not one of you took up the offer, close of brackets. I get no answers from BHP. The current government and opposition are in bed with BHP and don't want to know. But I'm telling you, if they build that seawall as originally intended, the sand and mangroves will disappear from the beach at Richardson Street. And in a large storm that crosses the coast just west of town on a large tide, the waves caused by the seawall will take Burt Madigan Park and my house, putting my family in grave danger. And this I cannot allow to happen. Yes, you are correct in that the government can override the council, but they cannot do it if it will cause damage to the town. And they cannot ignore the council, as they have me, if you insist on a guarantee that if they build this wall, this will not happen. I'm currently in Perth on medical reasons with my wife. Could you please present this to council tonight? And once again, I invite all to come to my house next Monday and I will show you what will happen. It is not rocket science. This town has been bullied by government and BHP for long enough, and it's about time we stood up and said no for a change. And it's signed by Darrell Brown in an email received at 9:55 a.m. this morning. So we'll table that and put that into the minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, CEO. For Darrell's letter, I'm quite sure that we would be able to take up the opportunity to go and see Mr. Brown. He obviously has some concerns, and I would just like to ask CEO to possibly look into that, to meeting with Darrell when he gets back from Perth.
Certainly, Madam Chair, I did send him another email, hoping that things were okay in Perth. And just for information, through our development services team, that information that Mr. Brown provided has been forwarded to the EPA, to BHP and to the Pilbara Ports, asking them for clarification as to the concerns that Mr. Brown has raised. So we're waiting on an answer for that. And I committed to Mr. Brown that as soon as we had those answers, we would provide that information to him.
Right, thanks very much, CEO. With public statement time now coming to a close, and I'd like to now move on to item five, the questions from members without notice. Close public statement time. 5:54. Thank you. And now open item five, questions from members without notice. So I'll just go on to my left around the table. So, Councillor Hooper.
Nothing, thank you, but it's good to be back.
Okay, welcome back. And I believe you had a lovely trip overseas to Germany and the like. So,
yes.
Okay, welcome back to the sun.
Thank you.
Councillor Hunt.
Presiding Member.
All right, thank you very much.
Nothing, Presiding Member.
All right, thank you very much.
Nothing for me either, thank you. Thank Presiding you. Member.
All right, I only have one question which I would like to raise, if I may. Just, we recently had our Pilbara Music Festival, and my question would be, we have a beautiful hall in which we sit in today, which is actually named after the Richardson family, called the Richardson Hall. And I would just like to ask Council for us to look into the fact of being able to utilise this hall on a weekend when it's obviously not being used. We now have our beautiful Kawaii Baby Grand Piano, and I just think that we could possibly have some in-house small concerts to benefit the young people of our town. So I'd like to ask, put that on the books, to ask Council to actually look into the possible use of this hall, which is still Richardson Hall. Thank you.
I'll take that on board.
Thank you very much. And moving on to item 6, declarations by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? All those who are in favour. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of August 2014. And confirmation of the minutes and a simple majority vote. So could I have a mover and a seconder? Thank
I'll move.
Okay, thank you. All those in favour? So a mover by Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Bussell. Butson, apologies, Councillor. All those in favour? Right, thank you. I'll get this right in a moment. Thank
you're
you,
everybody.
Item 8, announcement by presiding member without discussion. So as you see before you is all the information from Mayor Kelly Howlett, and she has been a very busy person. And just so you can read exactly what has been happening to date. Thank you. And item 9, reports by elected members without discussion. So again, I'd like to go around the table on my left here and ask for Councillor Hoop if you have any reports.
No, nothing, thank you.
All right, having been away, and like to share anything from overseas at all?
Another time.
Another time. All right, thank you. And Councillor Hunt?
Yes, thank you. I've been out of action a little bit myself too, but recovered in time on the weekend to be one of the judges at the Hearts Restarts Sustainable September Recycled Art Competition on Saturday morning, which was quite a privilege to do, and it was wonderful to see such great masterpieces, I suppose, being created from litter, and so that was great. And then Saturday afternoon I went down to the Northwest Championships for the T-ball, which there were many, many, many children there, but even more adults there, because to put on an event like that, of that amount of people and everything, takes a lot of adults. And I was amazed and astounded how many adults volunteered their time so that the children could do this wonderful sport. And it was great. It was a great credit to all the organisers.
Oh, well done. Fantastic. Thank you for that. Any other?
No, that's it.
Oh, thank you very much. Councillor Butson, would you like to give any reports?
Yeah, I attended the opening of the Tidy Towns announcements on last Friday evening, and Town of Port Hedland received 2 awards. Saturday, I announced the winners of the ratepayers' prizes down at the West End Movie. On Sunday, I attended the BMX Northwest titles breakfast presentations at the golf club in South England.
Oh, thank you very much, yes. And do you have any?
Nothing for me, thank you, Acting Chair. It's so good to be back.
All right, it's great to have you back. I hope you had a good holiday as well.
Indeed.
All right, thank you very much. For myself, I would like to just a few items which I had for discussion. I attended the opening of the Hearts art exhibition, the prestigious arts down in Edgar Street at the Courthouse Art Centre and Gallery, and again another wonderful night of art and some wonderful awards. also attended a social evening for the Town of Port Hedland staff at the Esperanto Hotel, and we had a great auction that night. But many plants had been donated from the depot, and I'm lucky to say I was able to bid for some of the plants, and the proceeds went to the youth, I believe the Youth Involvement Council CEO, and also the SAFE, the Saving Animals from Euthanasia. And I believe approximately $700 was raised from the auctions, so, and has been donated to those organisations, so thanks very much to everybody, and a great night that everybody had. Also attended the Pilbara Music Festival, which was held at the Wanangura Stadium for the choir section, and also for all our music performers at the Mat Dan, and that was the week of the 8th to the 14th of September. And we had an awards concert last on the Sunday afternoon of the 14th. And also the Business of the Year Awards, which was last weekend, a very glittery occasion at the Walkabout Hotel. And I believe everybody enjoyed themselves there. So that's all the discussions there. Thank you for your reports. I'd like to now go to item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. And I believe we do have some presentations this evening. Right, so I'd like to just call on Councillor Butson for a presentation from, I believe, the BMX.
Yeah. I have a plaque here, which is a presentation to the Town of Port Hedland on the sponsorship of the BMX Northwest Super Series 2014.
All right. Well, well done. Fantastic. Thank you, everybody. And I believe they do a fantastic job down at the BMX. And it's interesting to note that with BMX, so much parent involvement down there for the children, and so many people happy to be down there to make it safe for them. And I believe a fantastic weekend at the awards, as Councillor Hunt also attended the presentations there too. There we go. Right. Thank you. And I believe we also have some Tidy Towns presentations, and Councillor Butson did attend for the Tidy Towns announcement.
So, Madam Chair, the Town Hedland, as they nominated us in those awards, was successful in the Natural Environment Conservation Regional Award and also in the Energy Innovation Award for the region. So, Councillor Butson and I were there, plus some other staff. We're thrilled to receive those two awards. Exmouth actually won the Regional Overall Award for some pretty amazing work they did post their mini cyclone and huge amounts of rain they had earlier this year. It was great to see that community get together after suffering some distress and come out and band together and win. But I think the stories behind both of these awards are pretty impressive in terms of what this community continues to do. And we look forward to being another strong competitor in the 2015 Tidy Town Awards.
So Natural Environment Conservation and Energy Innovation. So congratulations, Hedley. Give them a big round of applause. Well done.
Chair, the last presentation comes from the Pilbara Development Commission, and over a number of months there was a competition for the Pilbara Adventure, and
we've got
a couple of little clips, but the what the Pilbara Development Commission has done is provided a memento for the key sponsors, which included the Town of Port Hedland, which is wrapped so well, can't get it out of the box.
So Adventure of a Lifetime, it's called.
And Madam Chair, these are the winners of the competition, and I think they had a pretty good time around the whole Pilbara region, and we do have two short clips, I think.
Town of Port Hedland, thank you for being part of my Pilbara adventure, April 2014. That's our bit of momentum. Well done. Congratulations. I believe we'll have a little bit of a PowerPoint display.
Just a couple of film clips. Thank you.
They say when you visit the Pilbara, you have a bit of a magnet in you and you actually get drawn back, so I'm quite sure that they will return. So thank you for all the presentations. And after item 10, moving on to item 11, we now have the reports of officers. So, yes, I will read the disclaimer first. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act of 1995. Thank you. So item 11, going on to the reports of officers. 11.1, Planning and Development Services. 11.1.1, proposed acquisition of a portion of unallocated Crown land to facilitate the expansion of the South Headland Waste Management Facility. Do I have any points of clarification around the table? Thank you. Is that moved by Councillor Hunt? Seconded by Mr. Melville? Councillor Melville? All those in favour? All right, thank you. Now on page 14, so item 11.1.2, proposed scheme amendment number 71 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme number 5, Budari Strategic Planning Area. Just before I ask for any points of clarification, do we have any other information from any of the directors on this item at all that they wish to speak on anything?
There is an amendment to the chair to one of the attachments following the presentation that we were given last week by DSC. And also following up with information that the public has been taken out in your reference to state planning policy 4.1.
So attachment 2, highlighted in yellow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll use yours. Thank you. Yeah.
So that side of the side.
So do we have any additions to our present recommendation?
The recommendation doesn't need to change, it's just the documentation.
Just the attachment to is to be added.
If there's no more points of clarification, I so move.
All right, thank you, Councillor Hooper, and seconded by Councillor Hunt. All those in favour? All right, thank you, councillors. Moving on then to page 32, 11.1.3, proposed 11 multiple dwellings on lot 496 45 Moore Street, Port Hedland. And before we go for clarification, I'd just like to ask our Acting Director of Planning if there's any more information on this item regarding the 11. Pardon?
Nothing more to
add. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. So, proposed 11 multiple dwellings on lot 496. 45 Moore Street, Port Hedland. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for that? Okay, Councillor Hunt. Moved by Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? All right, thank you, Councillor. On page 48, item 11.1.4. Dismantle and remove duplex dwelling at lot 841 34 Sutherland Street, Port Hedland, which is the old Lock Hospital site. And do we have any more clarification from any of our acting planning? All right, thank you. So any points of clarification on item 11.1.4?
That point
to thank you. Moved by Councillor Hunt, second. Thank you. By Councillor Melville. Thank you. All those in favour? Right. Passed.
Just
5-0. Sorry. Sorry. A vote of 5-0. Thank you. Page 58, 11.2, Engineering Services, 11.2.1, request for tender 14-08, supply, installation and maintenance of central control irrigation system, with a simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
All right, thank you, Councillor Hunt. Moved, Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Melville. All those in favour? And let the record show that is a vote of 5. Thank you. Now moving on to our page 62 to community development, 11.3.1, community funding donations, endorsement of funding requests, July to September 2014. And I'll just ask the CEO if we have a clarification on some of the part of this recommendation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. From what was printed in the agenda to what is on your screen there, we've actually taken out what was item J with C3 Church. So that this matter, so the balance of the donation could be dealt with tonight, because if the C3 Church had stayed on there, I understand Councillor Hooper would have had to have declared a financial interest. So the C3 Church donation will be dealt with at a separate meeting, or under the policy if the policy is supported by Council. So at this stage, Madam Chair, we have item 2, part 2 of the recommendation, now only going to I.
Second.
Yeah, so it starts here, sorry. And if you look up
here. Only going to I.
Yep.
Thank you, CEO. So let it be noted the recommendation has that part of the recommendation has been withdrawn. So with that in mind, councillors, would somebody like to move the recommendation? All right, Councillor Melville moved and seconded to Councillor Hunt. All those in favour? Right, thank you. The record showed that the pass provides you. Thank you. Page 130, I believe we're on now. 11.3.2, policy 6. /003 funding and donations policy review. There is a recommendation to council. Do I have any points of clarification on the recommendation, which will need an absolute majority vote?
So, Madam Chair, because we knew we're only having 5 elected members to reach our quorum number tonight, we would not have been able to deal with a number of matters on the agenda that required an absolute majority vote. So we, as we have done in the past, we approached the Department of Local Governments and Community, and asked them for their consideration of a request for reduction of our number of an absolute majority. So I have a letter, if I can read that out. It's addressed to
yes, please, CEO.
It's addressed to the CEO, Town of Port Hedland. Dear Mr. Osborne, request for reduction of officers to make an absolute majority decision. I wish to advise that, in accordance with authority delegated by the Minister for Local Government, the Director General has approved the Town of Port Hedland's application to reduce the number of officers of member to 5 to make an absolute majority decision for 4 items at its ordinary council meeting of the 24th of September 2014, subject to the following condition. The approval is valid to allow council to deliberate on the following items only. 11.3.2, policy 6-003, funding and donation policy review. Item 11.3.3, amendments to the 2014-15 fees and charges schedule, Town of Port Hedland Leisure Facilities. Point 3, 11.4.2, elected member resignation. And point 4, 11.4.4, 2014-15 budget review, carry forward works and variances. Should you require further information, please contact me on the phone number or via email at davidmorris@dlgc.wa.gov.au. And that is signed by David Morris, the Principal Investigations Officer, on the 24th of September 2014. So, Madam Chair, that allows this council to consider the 4 items that require an absolute majority with the 5 members present.
Thank you.
Will there be no further points of clarification?
Before we do, could I just put a disclosure of impartiality, if possible? Mm. Thank you. In the actual item, it does explain that in the policy that the Pilbara Music Festival is named. I would just like to do an impartiality, if I may. Thank you. I would just like to mention that with regard to this, the item number 11.3.2, policy funding donations policy review, that I declare that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you. Any other disclosures of interest? I have point of clarification, please. Yes, before we have any vote. Thanks, Councillor.
This actually does, in the policy state, that it's only a maximum of $2,000 but $5,000 in kind. Is that right?
So, through you, Madam Chair, the policy provides for $2,000 cash,
yep.
$5,000 in kind, and everything else in accordance with the policy.
Yes, okay, thank you.
And to be countersigned by the Mayor.
So, Councillors, we have an absolute majority which has been reduced to 5, according to the Minister, which was received today. And if anybody wants to look at the letter, I do have the letter in front of me here. Please feel free to, if anybody would like to look at that. No? We have a member from the public, actually, put their hand up, CEO. Is that allowed at this point in time, or we...
Not ordinarily.
Not ordinarily. We'd like to elaborate on that at all, or we just maybe can get a copy?
So have a look at the letter?
Letter?
Just certainly pass the letter over.
Right.
Sorry, I thought you were going to ask a question.
Okay, thank you. Not a question, but as we had a hand up to look at the letter. Thank you. So, thank you for your question or clarification, Councillor Butson. Was there any other clarifications about this item?
If not, so moved.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Hooper. So moved by Councillor Hooper and seconded by Councillor Hunt. All those in favour? Thank you. Let the vote be recorded 5-0.
And that achieves an absolute majority for tonight.
Thank you. Moving on to page 133. 11.3.3, amendments 2014 to 2015 fees and charges schedule, Town of Port Hedland Leisure Facilities.
Madam Chair, this is another item that was contained in the letter, 11.3.3. So, unless you want me to read the letter out again.
Councillors like the letter read out again?
No.
Regarding that?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Councillors. So with that, we have a recommendation, which is an absolute majority on page 133. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
All right, thank you, Councillor Hunt, and move Councillor Hooper. Thank you, all those in favour. All right, thank you, Councillor. Let the vote be recorded. It's 5-0. Moving on then to page 137, 11.4 Corporate Services. The 11.4.1 Ordinary Council meeting dates for the next 12 months. And we have a simple majority vote here. And just to note that there's a typo error for the first paragraph saying to 14 months instead of 12 months on the executive summary and also in the detailed report.
And we'll change it in the heading as well, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry, we have to change it in the heading as well as you add up there. Also, councillors, you will note that there is no meeting in January in the holiday period there, and the December council meeting is actually being brought forward to the 17th of December instead of the fourth Wednesday of the month in December. So if there's any clarification?
So
moved by Councillor Butson, seconded by Councillor Hunt. All those in favour? All right, thank you, councillors. Let the vote be recorded. It was 5-0. Now we move on to page 139. I do have an alternative recommendation for 11.4.2, elected members' resignation. Alternative recommendation, which in the public members, you may have only three items in there. We have a extra item number.
Should we like some clarification, Madam Chair?
Yes, please. So
through the Chair, we've been in discussion with the Department of Local Government and the Local Government Advisory Board regarding our total number of seats. As you'd be aware, with David Van Voot's resignation and Penny Taylor's resignation, it has taken our numbers back, our sitting numbers, back to 8 in total. Whereas our Governor's orders has 9 councillors and 1 properly elected mayor. The Local Government Advisory Board indicated to us that that because of the way that the 9th councillor position was added at the 2013 election, we went back to them via a resolution of council to seek to reduce that number back to 8 with the popular elected mayor. That approval was given to carry that vacancy, and the vacancy would then be deemed to not exist after the October 2015 election. More recent discussions have been with the department and the advisory board about bringing forward that vacancy. That would actually reduce our permanent numbers on council back to 8 elected members and 8 councillor positions and 1 popularly elected mayor, which will give us a total of 9 permanent seats at the council table. In terms of why we would do that earlier, we have indicated, and tonight's a good example where we have some elected members away. We actually currently need 5 for a quorum and 6 for an absolute majority. If we are able to bring the number back permanently to 8 councillors and 1 popularly elected mayor, that'll be a total of 9. We'll still have 5 for a quorum, and we'll bring our absolute majority number back to 5 as well. So it seemed prudent, given that elected members still travel, still have holidays, still have sick leave, to ensure that the business of council can continue, that we seek to bring the number of council positions back to 8 at the earliest opportunity.
Any points of clarification? I do have a point of clarification, but any points of clarification? Was that Councillor Butson? Yes?
Yeah. So this means that in October next year, when we come up for the next elections, it will still be sitting of 8 councillors and a mayor, which would give equivalent of 9.
So at October 2015, they would be the total positions making up the council.
Yep.
They won't be the total positions at the 2015 election because of the staggered terms of our councillors. So we'll have, I believe, there must be 4 councillor positions coming up at the 2015 election.
Yep.
The next mayoral election would not ordinarily occur until 2017 because it's a 4-year term.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is that at the next election there will still be, I know there's 4 seats coming up for nominations, but there will still be a total of 9 of us with the mayor.
Correct, and that's what council has previously resolved.
My clarification was very, very similar. Does this also mean, if I may ask the CEO, that if this item, this point goes through this evening, that we actually reduce to 8 and then it remains with the 8? This is the same as what Councillor Butson has just said?
So through the Chair, this if council supports this recommendation tonight, we would then advise the department and the local government advisory board. This would then go through the advisory board first as a recommendation, so the local government advisory board would consider this. We're suggesting it's classed as a minor matter. They would make a determination. That may take some months for them to make that determination. Once they make that determination, they provide a recommendation to the minister, and then new governor's orders are produced and are gazetted in the state government gazette, which would indicate that the if this goes through and the local government advisory board supports it, that the total number of councillor positions on council would then be 8, and plus a popularly elected mayor. It follows on to Councillor Butson's question. Once that happens, unless council makes any other decision, that is the number of councillors and elected and a popularly elected mayor until such time as council does something different into the future.
Oh, thank you, CEO. Any more points of clarification?
With 9 sitting seats, does that drop your absolute majority?
Yes, as I indicated earlier through the chair. So currently with 10 seats,
we need
one more than 50% for an absolute majority decision, irrespective of the number of elected members present. So it's based on the number of seats. So under our current numbers, any absolute majority decision, when there is sufficient numbers of councillors here and elected members here, would be 6. This proposal, if this goes through and the number is dropped, then it will be 5 for an absolute majority and still remain as 5 for a quorum. So it's really just bringing it forward from October next year to the point when the local government advisory board can consider the matter.
All right, councillors, do you have any more points of clarification? That's an absolute majority, which will require a vote of 5. Any more points of clarification?
So moved.
Moved by Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? All those against? Okay, well, that's that hasn't been carried. Does anybody else want to have an alternative recommendation? We did originally have a recommendation with 3 points, and this one was a new officer's recommendation with 4 points. So is there anybody else? You will probably have that in your... I'm happy to...
So can I query? With no debate, is there any query? Or is there...
Yes.
Is there
any query? Are we allowed to have a query? If there's...
Are we allowed that CEO to have... That's
well,
okay.
you're chairing...
I'm more than happy to have the query, yes. Thank you, Councillor Hooper.
I'm just wondering, what is it about that you might be unhappy with?
Personally, as a councillor?
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit confused that it's going to take a few months for this point 4 to actually go through, as Councillor Taylor's resignation was of the 28th of August, and I believe it takes... at least 3 months, is that right, CEO? At least 3 months.
It could be 3 months.
And the reason why we would not, the Town of Port Hedland has decided not to have a by-election is because by the time we would come around, is that right, to have a by-election, it would be approximately January or February? Would that be right, once the process went through?
So for clarification, there's 2 separate issues here, Madam Chair. So there's Councillor Taylor's resignation, which is acknowledging that in part 1 and thanking her in part 2. In part 3, it's requesting that her vacancy remain until October 2015, which is when her term was up. Part 4 is about looking to bring forward what would have happened in October 2015 to reduce the number of councillor positions from 9 to 8 at an earlier date.
Okay.
My questioning about that is that I believe that if we put this through in this form, then it will make it easier. We won't have to be going away and getting those special letters, these letters, every time. It just makes it a little bit easier for the staff and ourselves.
No. Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Any other points of clarification? We have it hasn't gone through on the vote.
We have
voted. I'm happy to do. Am I allowed to do a vote for alternative recommendation of?
Through you, Madam Chair, you've now taken the vote.
Thank you.
Should move now.
All right. I'd just like to make mention that the Councillor Taylor's resignation. We're very sorry to see Councillor Taylor depart from the town of Port Hedland, and we wish you all the best with a family who have moved down to Perth. Right, thank you, everybody. So move on to 11.4.3, financial report to council for the period ended 31st of July. And this is a simple majority. Do I have any more clarification from our Manager of Financial Services or Director of Corporate?
Through the chairs, a quick comment. Elected members would have noted that the financial report is presented in a different format this month, and that's to bring into a consistent format with the annual budget and the financial report. So we're reporting consistently across the board.
Thank you, Manager of Financial Services. And any from the Director of Corporate Service?
Congratulating Manager of Financial Services.
Yes.
Thank
you. We do realise that the and understand that the finances is a big part of the council, and we realise that a lot of hard work does go in there. I know there's a lot of questions from the public tonight, and we hope that the public will be able to seek answers from you, and we thank you very much. Thank you for everything with the new budget. So with the recommendation on page 144, could I have any other points of clarification from any councillors?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Move Councillor Hunt. And seconded Councillor Melville. All those in favour? Thank you. Let the vote be recorded to 5-0. Thank you. Now moving on to page 148, 11.4.4, 2014-15 budget review. Carry forward works and variances, and we have an absolute majority which will require a vote of 5. Any points of clarification from our Manager of Finance or Director of Corporate Services?
If I can, Madam Chair, just again, 11.4.4 was the fourth item approved for the reduction in absolute majority.
All right, thank you, CEO. Any clarification from around the table?
No points of clarification.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Move Councillor Hunt. Seconded. Okay, Councillor Melville. All those in favour? Thank you. An absolute majority is received. Thank you. Vote 5-0. We now have 11.4.5 on page 155, unaudited financial report for the year ended 30th of June 2014. And this is a simple majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification from the table?
No points of clarification. So
moved. Move Councillor Hunt. Seconded Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? Thank you, Councillors. Let the vote be recorded. 5-0. Moving on to page 159. 11.5, Office of the CEO, 11.5.1, Port Hedland International Airport Governance Review, with a simple majority on page 159. Do I have any points of clarification from our Director of Airport Redevelopment, Brett Rees, who wishes to make any comment at this stage?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'd just like to say that this agenda item comes off the back of an extensive review of various government policies, which is the Airport Redevelopment and Financial Growth Forward, embracing key principles such as retaining ownership of the asset, increased financial returns to the town, maintaining essential services and community benefit and the like. And this report, this recommendation, goes to a scoping study to consider a leasing or term leasing for the airport.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Rees. So were there any clarifications from around the table, councillors? Yes, so Councillor Butson, thank you.
I'm just wondering how much is this investigation and the points here going to cost the town of Port Hedland?
CEO, if we could ask for...
Through the chair. The first thing is that note point four of the recommendation, the state government's made a contribution of up to $50,000 from the Department of Transport through their their regional airport development scheme, so that they'll cover up to 50% of the project, to a maximum of $50,000. Through the program director, could you just clarify the estimation for this project, the scoping study?
Through the chair, We have a costing estimate provided through a transaction advisor, which will be tendering for as well, so that we had some transparency in what the costs are going to be, what the scope is done. And that is around $100,000.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rees. So with that, councillors, any more points of clarification?
No points.
Moved by Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. That will be recorded. It's 5-0. Now on page, I believe, different page number here, 165, I think.
Yes.
We have a different number here because we have a different agenda item recommendation. So 12.1, State Administrative Tribunal Initiative to reconsider Council decision application for retrospective planning approval for caretaker's dwelling on lot 2055 in brackets 67 to 71 Hamilton Road, South Headland, with a recommendation. Quite a lengthy recommendation and a simple majority vote. So do I have any more clarification from our acting director of planning?
Nothing further.
Nothing further? Oh, thank you. And any clarification from around the table, councillors?
No points of clarification.
We have an alternate recommendation.
Just as long as everyone's looking at the pages with yellow.
Yeah.
Which are up on the screen.
Yes. Right. So it's a little bit more lengthy. No points of clarification. All right. So moved by Councillor Hunt and have a second, seconded by Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? All right, thank you, councillors. Let the vote be recorded to 5-0. Thank you. We now move on to page 165 and have a late item, number 12, item 13, reports of committees. The minutes of this committee meeting are enclosed in a separate cover at the back of your agendas. So we have 13.1 is the Airport Committee minutes, 13th of August 2014, and with a recommendation of a simple majority vote. Any points of clarification or additions to the minutes?
No
points of clarification. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Move, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. And let the vote be recorded, 5-0. Moving on then to item 14. Motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. And then moving on to item 15, we do come to a confidential vote to the public gallery, and we will have to go into confidence. So, for item 15.1 is the Port Hedland International Airport item. So could I thank you to our public gallery. You're welcome to come back into the gallery once the decision. Yes, I'd like a mover to go into the conference and gallery.
Can I keep them?
Yes, you're not here.
Oh, thank you, CEO. All right. Thank you, Mr. Blanco. Yeah. So, sorry, mover and seconder to go into camera. All right, move Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor Hunt. All those in favour? All right, thank you, everybody. Welcome back in to the public gallery, everybody. And I'd just like to note that item 15.1, Port Hedland International Airport Terminal Work, Expanded International Operations, had with its recommendation, should I read the recommendation now?
The resolution of council now.
Okay. As becomes a resolution of council that the council note the requirement to expand the Port Hedland International Airport International Operations. Number two, endorse the proposed concepts to expand the Port Hedland International Airport operations and terminal facilities as in attachment one. Point three, endorse a request for tender being issued for the proposed renovation works to expand the Port Hedland International Airport operations. And point four, note that the Port Hedland International Airport capital works program will be modified through the September 2014 quarter budget review process, acknowledging that the current capital budget allocations will not be exceeded. a simple majority was required, and it was voted on 5-0. So thank you everybody for that item. Could I have the confidential items back at the end of the evening? Thank you. So now going on to item 16, is applications for leave of absence. And as I go around the table from my left, Councillor Hooper.
No, thank you.
Councillor Hooper is back. Councillor Hunt.
The 22nd of October to the 25th of November.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hunt. Councillor Butson.
Oh, sorry.
And Councillor Mel.
Nothing at this stage.
Nothing, and myself, nothing at this stage. So thank you for that. A mover for those. Thank you, Councillor Melville. Moved, Councillor Butson seconded. Thank you, all those in favour. Thank you, and please enjoy your breakaway, Councillor Hunt. You deserve it after your very, very unwell time in the last few weeks, and we're glad to see you back in the land of the living. And I move on to now item 17, closure. And the date of the next meeting, 17.1, is next ordinary meeting council will be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of October 2014, commencing at 5:30 p.m. and with a public agenda briefing held being held on Wednesday, the 15th of October 2014, commencing at 3:30 p.m. And a reminder that the 22nd of October is Port Hedland's birthday, and I believe, Councillor Hunt, would that be 118
That's
years?
Exactly right.
So it's our birthday on the 22nd of October, Port Hedland.
So I think the Historic Society are going to be bringing it forward a bit, given that I'm going away.
Oh,
so
good.
I think
so,
we're celebrating on the 11th.
So we'll be able to have a knees up before you go. All right. And the 17.2 closure, being there no further business, I declare the meeting be closed at 7 p.m. Okay, well done, everybody.